Yeah, fantastic. It's brilliant news. There's definitely an added incentive there now with the group stages. If you get through, and obviously the quarterfinals, and to make the semi-finals would be absolutely huge. It's a pretty special. It's the biggest stage in ladies football and Gaelic football as a whole, and it's a fantastic pitch to play on, and there's a serious reward to get in the semis as well.
It'd be a huge stepping stone, I think. And you know, so often teams go from provincial venues to the big cauldron that is Croke Park here for an All-Ireland final. At least it's going to make a more familiar process. Hopefully this is the start of something that happens year after year now, bringing these semi-finals here.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. The LGFA obviously and their partners have done huge work in behind the scenes to make that happen, and every year they're getting a step closer to at a serious profile for ladies football in Ireland. And obviously you mirror everything off the men's, and you know, you're getting closer and closer every year, and it's brilliant.
If everything mirrors off the men's, people often talk about how competitive Ulster is in terms of the men's. By God, it was competitive this year in the ladies' football.
Yeah, it was. I often said that it's the most competitive province in Ireland. We're very lucky that we have four or five solid teams there that can each give each other a serious run. And Ulster football's a wee bit unpredictable in that sense. You know, you can't really take too much from kind of your league standings, Division 1, Division 2, or whatever. Everybody can give everybody a good game on any given day, and it sets you up really, really well for the All-Ireland series.
And the likes of Cavan, I suppose, they have the ladies' football tradition, but they haven't shown it maybe in the last couple of years, but they showed it against you in that semi-final. This is probably the toughest Ulster campaign you've come through in quite a few years.
Yeah, it has been. I suppose every team is getting better. Tyrone have come up obviously this year, and they will do well, and they will be competitive for the next couple of years. They've managed to keep that kind of same group of players for a number of years now, and success breeds success. They won the intermediate title, so there's obviously confidence, and they're on a wave and a good run there at the minute. And obviously they've brought something to our province too as well now at senior level. So yeah, and likewise, you know, Cavan have been knocking on the door there for a couple of years, and it's hard, I suppose, if you haven't experienced success, then you know it maybe becomes a wee bit more difficult to keep knocking and keep coming back year after year. A wee bit of success breeds confidence, and it can do wonders for pushing on.
And we're talking about how competitive Ulster is, and here we are in the All-Ireland series, and it is Tyrone, as you mentioned, back facing Ulster opposition again.
Yeah, I suppose it's just the way the group stages worked out. Ours is no easier than anybody else's. Tyrone and Mayo will provide serious opposition for us, and a wee bit dangerous in the sense that you have played them already this year, and obviously we won, so Tyrone will be delighted probably at the prospect of getting the opportunity to play us again. And it was very close the first day. You know, you would have found it hard to separate the sides, so it'll be another battle again.
And I suppose it's tougher as well in some respects. They'll have played Mayo already before they face you as well, so they'll be battle hardened.
Mm-hmm. And there's a huge benefit in playing week on week. I think the girls like to play kind of week after week, so they'll obviously be a week, they'll have a game kind of leading into our game, and no amount of training can kind of prepare you for that. But I suppose we're in a different type of run, in the sense that we're trying to get fresh after the Ulster final again, and we had three tough games probably between Tyrone, Cavan and Armagh. I know that the scoreline mightn't suggest that from the Ulster final, but it was still a battle. You know, they still provided serious opposition for us, so we are on a different probably process, in the sense that we're trying to get fresh for that game. So it's probably a good thing that you had the couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, week after week, as you said, can be good, but a little bit of a breather in between games can often help too, and recovery from injuries and different things as well.
Yeah, that's it, and it gives us an opportunity to get everybody back to full fitness. Obviously we didn't have Niamh Hegarty for the semi-final or final, and Niamh's a huge part of our squad, so it'll be really important to get everybody back to just to feeling fresh again and ready to go for the All-Ireland series. Any wee niggles and stuff like that, it gives you time for those as well, so it's not a bad thing.
Reference there earlier, I suppose, like some Mayo with a youthful panel, etc. You've got some good young talent coming through as well, and I think that was important here on a cold January evening in Croke Park, that she made your mark, not just for yourselves as established senior players, but also for that talent that was coming through as well.
Yeah, give them a really a really positive start to their inter-county career. Some people would have waited 10 to 12 years to get to play in Croke Park, and their very first night out, we started our league campaign with a one, and thankfully everybody had kind of had played well, so they had such a positive probably environment to step into, and I'd give them a real kickstart, and I suppose their only experience now of county football is only positive, and it gives us such a lift, but it does them too as well. We learned loads from that game, we learned loads from the league, they're learning every single day they go out, we're learning from them, so it's a lovely place to be for ladies football in Donegal.
You learn a lot in Ulster, you're well used to holding the cup. What about the All-Ireland series now? I mean, you've been coming very close in the last couple of years and really been knocking on the door. And just to get back to a final, as we said, the semi-finals here in Croke Park, that'd be huge, to get that far. I know it's a bit down the road, but it's a realistic goal, I'm sure.
Okay, listen, it's maybe a dream more than a goal at the minute. We're very much one step at a time, and it might be from the outside and maybe hard to believe that, but even the Ulster Championship, it's not something that as a group that we talk about. We're very driven, we're highly competitive, but we want to do well, but we're very realistic too as well as a group. We've had massive transitional and massive changes within our group, and you have to allow that time to that process time, and players time, and not be expecting too much or overwhelming them, and that's, I think that's a huge priority for us at the minute. Admittedly, so we have a nice balance between youth and experience in our squad at the minute, and you would like to make hay when the sun shines, when things are good. You'd like to be able to aim big and dream big, and we of course admittedly do from time to time think between ourselves maybe about it, but it's not something we actively discuss. We're very much next game, and Tyrone, if you don't get past Tyrone, the dynamics of your group and everything changes, so you gotta win your group games, and then realistically you can start to think about it.